Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. The Reverend Jeffrey Hemmer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. Because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, so that, as it is written, the one who boasts, boasts in the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Not all towers, not all construction projects are bad, of course. But as Moses records the motivation for the construction of the one at Babel, this one was. They were driven to make a name for themselves, and thereby avoid being dispersed over the face of the whole earth. And so they sought to build a tower with its top reaching all the way up to the dwelling place of God. But they did not succeed as an understatement. In fact, their tower is so insignificant that not only do they not ascend into heaven to take it by force atop their waterproof tower, but God had to come down to see their puny little structure. So he descended in wrath. And despite their name-making, dispersion, thwarting efforts, God confused their languages and dispersed them over the face of the whole earth. Who is unlike these vainly ambitious men of Babel? Who doesn't want to make a name for himself? Maybe not by means of bricks and bitumen, but by prestigious positions and cushy retirement accounts, and the accolades of peers, and the respect of friends, and the five-star reviews of strangers, and the esteem of the world. Wisdom that garners respect, power that men admire, a noble birth that puts you in the line of kings and culture makers, these are the way to make a name for yourself. Then in this morning's epistle reading, pointed to the baptism of Jesus, St. Paul says that God is not interested in the name that you would make for yourself. Instead, not many of you had such a name. Sorry to burst your self-important bubble, but no matter how high you climb this ecclesiastical ladder, you're still part of a small church in a world that thinks the best that we are doing is playing Sunday morning dress-up and shilling for money. And if you ascend the corporate ladder outside but still darken our doors on a Sunday morning, you'll find that the liturgy is the great equalizer. There are no luxury boxes in the pews. Rich and poor, those with well-known names and those relatively nameless all sing from the same hymnal, facing the same direction, with the same gifts offered to each. Not many of you were wise. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. At Babel, he came down in wrath. Bethlehem, he came down in mercy. He chose the foolishness of a human family, the weakness of human flesh, the low and despised position of a child conceived out of wedlock. He chose the foolishness of the cross, the weakness of suffering, and the low and despised position of being hated by all men. He chose the foolishness of mercy, the weakness of forgiveness, the low and despised posture of being the propitiation for the rebellion of all men. In mercy, he came to choose you, the most foolish, the weakest, the lowest and most despised, probably as a helpless baby, or just like one in the waters of holy baptism. Where you cannot make a name for yourself that will last, he has marked you with his own name. This is my beloved son, he bellows, with whom I am well pleased. My name, my child, my heir, my Jesus. That is who you are to the Father. So St. Paul continues, because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. You are the wisdom of Christ, and nothing is wiser. You are the righteousness of Christ, and nothing is impure. You are the sanctification of Christ, and nothing is unholy. You are the redemption of Christ, and nothing is left undone. What does such baptizing in water indicate? It indicates that the old Adam should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. As it is written, St. Paul says, "But the one who boasts, boast in the Lord." When the devil would deceive you into doubting your Father's good pleasure with you, boast, "I am baptized." When the world would entice you into false belief and other great vice, boast, "I am baptized." When your sinful flesh bids you dabble just one more time, boast, "I am baptized." This boasting is good and necessary. Learn to boast rightly. God has given you his name. But when you read your baptismal certificate, as the name by which he knows you, now and eternally, your Christian name, your baptized name. This is why in the church we pray by name and not by title. This name is the one written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This name is how the crucified and risen Christ will call you forth from the grave and welcome you into your eternal dwelling. But the one who boasts, boasts in the Lord. He knows your name. He has called you by name. He loves you by name. Your name is written in his book of life. You can and should boast in that. You can and should have confidence in that. He knows those who are his. He guards those who are his. Your baptism endures forever because his word endures forever. He will never change the declaration he has made of you. No matter what sinful name-making endeavors you embark on thereafter, you remain his baptized child. He boasts of you that you are as righteous as Christ. So may you. You are a holy child, an heir with a royal birthright, a trust fund of salvation, an eternal name just like his. Therefore, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord rightly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.